Inmates who leave Michigan prisons at the end of their sentences need an array of support services to help them successfully re-enter society. The Michigan Prisoner Reentry Initiative was created in 2003 to fulfill that goal. The program has done quite well in the years since, but the state is still seeking ways to improve. The Michigan Department of Corrections is asking service providers to help enhance the post-prison experience for those who've served their time. I'm joined today by Russ Marlin. He's the Public Information Officer for the DOC. Welcome to Current State, Russ.
Thank you, Emmanuel. It's great to be here.
So how many inmates are currently in Michigan prisons, and how many are released each year?
Right now we have about 43,500 prisoners in our 31 correctional facilities, and it varies year to year, but we release anywhere from 9,000 to 10,000 people a year.
So when these people are released, what are they given? I mean, are they given an ID, money, bus ticket? What is the immediate things that the state provides for them?
Well, as you mentioned, we started planning the prisoner reentry program in 2003 and piloted it in a few urban areas in Michigan from 05 to 07, and then 07 it went statewide. But you know, I started my career as a parole officer in Detroit in 1992, and we had no reentry program then. We had, no services were afforded to people who left prison. I think the philosophical approach at the time was, you know, you committed a crime, you were sentenced to prison, you know, get out and do the right thing. I had guys come into my office who had left prison with no ID, no transportation, no safe, stable place to live. Job opportunities. And I knew as a parole officer that was just not a good recipe for success. And so you knew what they were most likely going to do when they left my office, and it wasn't remain crime-free. So the program we have now does address a number of those areas. Identification is certainly one that's important. Transportation, employment, housing, and other services as well. So we try to provide the things that there's a gap in as someone who leaves prison and returns home. And, you know, the program was somewhat controversial when we launched it because we were funding services for felons, services that necessarily other citizens would not receive. But the sole focus of the program was to reduce our recidivism rate, to decrease crime in Michigan communities. And you're right, it has been successful in doing just that.
What are some of the biggest challenges for prisoners once they leave?
Well, they have a number of challenges, and it really depends on how long they stay in prison. I think our average prison sentence is just over 5 years now. But if they're away from society for a number of years, they lose those soft skills and how to deal effectively with people in the workplace. They may not have experience navigating the internet or using computers, cell phones, these types of things. But I think the primary problem they face is employment. The employment rate for people who leave prison is very low. It's hovered around 25% for the past several years. So I think they have a stigma about coming out of prison and admitting that fact to potential employers. Limited work history it certainly plays an impact on that. But this time around, as you mentioned, we're hosting this request for information on Thursday. And we really want that to focus on employment. We've done a great job of lowering recidivism, addressing other areas, but the employment rate has kind of remained stagnant, and we want to see that improve. If we can get these folks employed, they're going to be doing something productive during the day. It makes them feel better about themselves, and probably most importantly, it will provide them income to fund a number of things that we're already funding, like transportation and housing and identification, those types of things.
You mentioned that the program was launched over 11 years ago and it's been successful, but expand a little bit about its success and how successful it's been.
Well, at the time that we launched the program, our recidivism rate was about 44%, meaning of everyone that we release from prison, 44% of them come back to prison within 3 years. That rate today is 29%. So we've seen a significant reduction in our recidivism rate, which means we're releasing the 9,000 to 10,000 people from prison, and they're doing a better job of remaining crime-free and being successful in society. And that was the point of the program. That 29% is the lowest in the Midwest, and it's one of the lowest in the nation. So we're very proud of that recidivism rate, and you know, I think as we redesign and improve the program even more, we're hopeful that we can see that 29% rate drop even further.
The program's been successful, but I imagine that there are still resources lacking. What is lacking?
Well, I think primarily it's around the employment. And what we're hoping to get is some ideas from community providers and community service providers, folks that have an expertise in getting hard-to-place populations working. And, you know, the issues that we have is how to fund that, how to structure that. You know, since 2007, we've tried a variety of avenues. We've paid employers to take these folks for a short period of time. We've done tryout employment. We've done other types of prep and getting them ready for employment. And like I said, the employment rate has hovered around 25%, so we haven't seen an increase on that. So we're looking for a way to structure employment services for parolees in a way that gets us to that end goal, which is a higher employment rate. We'd like to see that 25% employment rate go up, you know, 10 to 15 points. We want to see more people leave prison and become employed.
Russ Marlin is the public information officer for the DOC. We're talking with him about the Michigan Prisoner Reentry Program. You said when the program first launched that it was controversial in some ways because we're spending money on people who are prisoners. A lot of people don't feel that prisoners deserve the same services as people, other people in society. And we're talking about employment now, and I think a lot of people would still kind of have that attitude of, well, I can't get a job, and I didn't commit a crime, and I didn't have to go to jail. Talk a little bit about why you think it's important that these people are given a fair chance on the employment field.
Well, you know, when we launched our program, not a lot of states across the country were doing prisoner reentry, so we were one of the first. And it was a bit of a controversial program at first because we were using, you know, state tax dollars to fund areas that, you know, crime-free citizens didn't receive those services. But we did a lot of work educating folks around the state. We did a lot of editorial board visits, and we showed that this is not about, you know, necessarily helping people who were leaving prison just for that sole reason. It was all about reducing crime and making communities safer. And, you know, we knew, we had studied, we had mapped the issues of our population as they left, and we knew there were certain areas, there were certain gaps that caused people to recidivate. If they got out and they didn't have certain services, they would go acquire what they needed, and it wasn't through legitimate means. So, you know, there's a lot of education to the public and to legislators who help fund this program that this program will reduce crime, will make Michigan communities safer. And without the experience of other states, that was a difficult sell at first. And now, you know, several years into the program, we've seen our recidivism rate drop. We've seen our prison population. At the time we started this program, we were the fifth largest prison system in the country at 51,500. So we've seen our prison population drop by 8,000, closed several facilities, saved hundreds of millions of dollars, and also achieved our number one goal, which is reducing recidivism.
Governor Snyder's proposed budget for the fiscal years of 2015 and 2016, it calls for just over $2 billion for the DOC, and about $310 million of that would go towards parole, probation, and community programs. Do you know how much of that is earmarked for the prison reentry program?
Well, it's about 20-some million dollars total, but the number that we're putting out to the community to help fund services as people leave is $14 million.
Since the creation of the prisoner reentry program, to what degree have service providers cooperated to form a network to help ex-cons? Is it just individuals acting as entities, or is it kind of a unified team or unified front?
You know, it's been both. And as we set up this program, we didn't want a cookie-cutter program for the entire state. We recognize that there are different issues for returning citizens across the state. When you look at, you know, the Ann Arbor area, affordable housing is a big issue down there for our folks. You know, employment is unemployment is a more significant factor in certain areas. When you get up around the northern Michigan Traverse City area, transportation is important as people may be living in rural areas and need reliable transportation to a job that's in a more urban setting. So we did not want to say this is how you should do it in the community. We brought in community folks and people that had specialties in transportation and social services and identification and employment and housing, and we tapped their knowledge in crafting the program. And so that's what we want to do again. I think we believe the program has been successful because of that partnership and that collaboration. You know, we've partnered with United Ways and Michigan Works have across the state have been a strong partner. You know, other community corrections programs, social service programs across the state have helped us out as well.
What's the feedback that the state received been like from former prisoners on how they've adjusted to civilian life after kind of going through these programs?
It's been very good. And you know, now I think the prisoner population is pretty much aware of the prisoner reentry program. But, you know, as we started it, it was kind of fascinating to see a key component of the program is these transition teams. So a prisoner is going to return to you know, the Flint area, let's say, and we bring in service providers from Flint, and they came to the prison. The prisoner came to a conference room, and he sat down, and he saw people from his home community, strangers to him, sat down and started asking him questions like, where are you going to live? How are you going to get around? What kind of work do you have? What kind of experience do you have? And giving the prisoner their card, and you know, you call me when you get out, and I'll help you in this area. I'll help you in this area. And the look of shock mm-hmm. that came across these prisoners' faces, you know, they had obviously inflicted harm on society, and for these strangers to drive out to a prison on a Saturday afternoon to talk with a prisoner was very emotional for them. They just couldn't believe that, you know, someone would do that. And you know, these people were very clear. They said, you know, I'm here to help you, but I'm here because helping you is going to help my community, and I want to help you transition back to society because that's going to make my community safer. And so it was kind of surprising for prisoners at first, but I think now they're knowledgeable about the program, and they see the very big benefits that it provides them.
Yeah, I mean, seeing that alone must just be an incentive to make it work in some ways.
You know, they'd say, you know, this is the first time in my life that someone has shown this much you know, caring for me, and you are not my family members, you're total strangers. And so it was, some of them would break down and just start crying. It was very emotional for them, yeah.
Explain tomorrow's event a little bit, when and where.
It's at the Capitol Commons Center in Lansing, and it's from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock p.m. We have some folks from our department that will be there. We're gonna be listening to ideas and suggestions from community providers. As I said, you know, as corrections professionals, our expertise lies in running safe, secure prisons, supervising people in the community. But social services, employment, transportation, housing, these types of things lie way outside of our area of expertise. And so we want to hear people that do this kind of stuff every day effectively. We want to hear their thoughts, their input, their ideas. We'll take all of that in, and the next step is to create a request for proposal, a bid, for these services in the communities across Michigan, and then allow entities to bid on that.
Russ Marlin is the Public Information Officer for the Michigan Department of Corrections. Thank you, Russ.
Thank you very much.